If you wanted to go for a hike in a foreign country, where would you start? How would you know where to go or what plants and animals you should be aware of? Now, an outdoor camp is introducing immigrant students to our region's nature and ecology. As Amanda Peacher reports, it's one way educators hope to make refugees feel at home.
Heather Hayes gently grips a tiny iridescent hummingbird between her thumb and forefinger. She shows it to a small group of teenagers.
This is such a small bird. It's a little bit fragile.
Very tiny.
Hayes is a research biologist who's here to teach these students about our region's native birds. It's part of the New Roots Summer Camp for young refugee and immigrant students. Hayes asks the group if they can tell the sex of the hummingbird.
Any guesses?
16-year-old Kathalie Law knows the answer.
Male.
It's a male.
Yes, good.
Kathalie should know. This is her fifth time in the program since she came here from a refugee camp in Thailand.
And like the males are so pretty, like compared to females.
Over that time, she's learned that a male hummingbird is especially colorful. During this two-week camp, the students learn about habitat, wildlife, the water cycle. Today, they're watching as scientists trap and identify native hummingbirds. Kathalie loves it.
The hummingbirds, they're so interesting how, like, you know, their wings can fly, like, back and forth unlike other birds.
Kathalie was born in a refugee camp for the Karen people, a minority ethnic group in Thailand. She says going to school in the refugee camp was hard.
Life there, it's tough. If you don't study, you get hit. Your hands, your knuckles, and, like, your back.
Kathalie was in fourth grade when she arrived in Boise. She couldn't speak English.
I didn't know nothing. Going to school, riding school bus, I felt like I was in my own bubble.
She says the program has helped her escape that bubble. This week, she's one of about 30 campers in the program. They come from all over the world.
From Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran.
Liz Urban is the camp's founder.
Russia, the Democratic Republic of Congo.
She's a biologist and environmental educator.
Mexico,
a few years ago, she noticed that even though there are a lot of outdoor camps and environmental ed programs in our region, she didn't see many immigrant students taking part.
We were resettling a lot of refugees in Boise, but they were not being represented.
All of our region accepts refugees, but in recent years, Idaho and Utah have welcomed high numbers compared with other states across the country. Urban says the camp is a way of making these young refugees feel at home.
For a lot of students who've come through this program, they haven't even explored the green belt or the foothills. And so there's a sense of place and a sense of security that we're building too with this program.
Kathalie Law especially loves the lessons about plants. Last year, the camp instructors mentioned that botany can be a career path. She was amazed.
I didn't thought it was a thing, actually. I didn't know anything about it until I joined this camp. Like, whoa, you can work in national forest just by studying trees. Ah, that's interesting. I'm interested in that.
All right, so we have a female calliope, 1 year.
It's now almost lunchtime, and there's another hummingbird in the trap. The students crowd around. Kathalie touches the bird's breast gently with her index finger to feel its heartbeat.
It's like, it's so fast. I just can't imagine it. Like, I wonder how I would feel like if my heartbeat was that fast.
Soon it's time to release the hummingbird. Liz Urban tells the students to make a circle and form a platform with their fingertips.
We'll come all the way together so we can get that bird right on top.
The volunteer sets the tiny bird on their fingers.
All right, everybody get ready. Stay still.
It pauses a moment before disappearing into the sky.
Good release.
He's so fast.
That is fast.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
This story was produced in collaboration with Audubon Magazine. Boise State Public Radio's Will Reed contributed to reporting. And to see photos of the students at the New Roots Camp, visit our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.